Okay.
You just have to walk by and see.
Yeah,
just
walk by, do the.
I'm becoming really jaded if this doesn't bother me.
What?
And I said before, British people have something really stupid for spending habits.
Alright, so you guys go to see Professor Donaldson. Are you going to attempt to go to his house or what?
What day is it?
It is actually a Monday.
What time is it?
Early morning.
I suppose we'll try stopping by his house, see if he's there. If not, he'll...
No, he is not at his house, but his lovely wife, Margaret, is.
When does he... Does he come home often?
Yeah.
Or does he stay at school?
He usually stays until dusk.
Hello, Gearies.
How are you?
Better, there's no dogs.
Yeah. It's more quiet around here, eh?
Yes. Quite pleasant.
Well, when will your husband be back?
Oh, after nightfall. Do you need to talk to him about something?
Yes, we have something we'd like to show him.
Ah, very well then. Well, I'll let him know that, you'll be by. You're going to be staying for dinner. Actually.
That would be lovely, my dear.
Ah, very well.
Where'd you come from?
You came and got me, didn't you?
All right, dinner for six it is tonight.
You're here too?
You're looking around for me.
You know, I thought I was supposed to be stealthy, but...
No, right. Don't have stealth.
All right, well, time to ride off into the sunrise.
On
sunset.
No, but it's early morning, so he's riding off into the sunrise.
Suddenly, there's a white horse next to me.
That reminds me, Red Dead Redemption, the DLC. It's not just zombies. They have the four horses of the apocalypse.
Right.
you can tame them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I want more horses. I think
my group is going insane.
Already?
It trails fire behind you.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like the picture on this.
What?
All right. So yeah, you get back after a nice day of shopping, gossiping, and eating out. And you're sitting there.
Relaxing.
We send a message to her that we're having dinner with
a small little boy.
I thank you, child.
I try to familiarize myself with the surroundings around the garage.
Yeah, as you had said that you're trying to get used to it. I remember you said that last time, so you continue.
Thank you.
Okay, give him just a shell on yourself.
Okay.
All right. And I take it, well, Travis is probably actually giving us a break for a little while, isn't he?
You're out researching a book. The ones who are actually currently on a mission is Thydon and Donovan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we like the biggest operating group in our pretty good
Everlodge? Yes. Usually they operate in groups of two. There is, since you guys are currently also out, is Din and Horace. Although they're actually coming back now, so.
I take... Yeah.
They arrived back on the 22nd.
We're the special tasks group. Got it.
I guess we're supposed to call back for backup when we run into the actual cabal. You know, not take out the entire cabal.
Yeah, you
sail with.
Yeah, two and usually the thing is with two people, you can usually try and find allies or something like that. With a group of four, you guys can try and go it without allies. But of course, that means you're also slightly more noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with her here.
Yes.
Take off the fancy clothes!
But the fine silk.
Right. We're in poor England!
Hogan? I don't want to go around naked in a dang London.
You should put on some fancy clothes.
What's wrong with my clothes?
Alright, so it's now mid-afternoon and you four are now sitting in the
Ripper Lodge.
Sitting in the meeting room in the Ripper Lodge, and once again, it's starting to look a bit nicer, but you know that you think the rest of the furniture will be moved in at the end of the month.
You know, you guys called in some really weird favors, or at least you did.
You'll notice that some of the tables are now starting to move in, kind of have this Chinese theme. There's one of the little end tables has this dragon on it.
And this is contrasted by the elephant stuff. Jessica's money.
And the tigers.
Tigers and elephants.
So, dragons and tigers, it works! We always do those two together.
Except so the American and the Englishman are like.
That is also funny. We're in London and this is happening.
You feel out of place.
It's very oriental.
The centerpiece. A kook.
Its head is chopped off within the first day.
Smashed.
So now it's a headless cougar.
I don't know. Maybe I should have made that one of my hindrances.
Quirk hatred of cougars. Anyway. So, you guys gonna sit there talk about anything? What?
So, how about them rippers?
Which ones?
They're crazy.
Really?
Yes.
So, what's going on?
I was just giving you a chance to meet before you guys were going to go to dinner, just in case you guys need to talk about
anything. He's giving us a chance to roleplay with one another so we can get to know each other's characters better.
Or, if not, then you can at least, you know, plan.
I was going to ask about the NPCs. That's what I was asking about.
What about
them? Is there anybody else here other than us four?
Currently located in the lodge. Let me pull up the lodge.
Your mom's lodge.
All right. Currently here is Travis, Voki, and Horace. No. Voki and Horace. Din and Ruda are out. Voki and Horace are taking care of the bedrooms, which are now slowly actually being moved into, like, individualistic rooms, trying to put up walls in between the bunk beds.
Wait, why is our password Van Helsing?
Because Van Helsing's mansion. Lean out the window. It's right there. He points on top of a hill. That really, really big house.
Why is he our password?
Because he's the leader of the Rippers.
That house looks fairly ominous. Is it supposed to look like that?
I think so.
Lightning cracks in the background.
Very clear sky.
Is he at home often?
Not really.
No. You know, if you want to improve your relationship with things, you should use bright colors and be, like, nice.
Well, the thing is I don't think... Well, I mean, Johan's usually the one who's taking care of his house, his son. I don't think they want people up there. They do have, like, a Ripper lab on the premises. It's not, like, underground or anything.
Ripper, what the heck is a Ripper lab?
You guys don't know about Ripper tech, do you? Well, you know how werewolves have claws and big, scary teeth and everything like that?
Yeah.
No. What the fuck is a werewolf?
Technically.
Basically, what Ripper Tech is we take their parts out and try and put them in us so that we aren't quite as screwed.
How?
That sounds really bad.
Does that ever go against you? Like, the claws start attacking you?
Not really. A few of the factions of the Rippers are against it. For example, the Resecutions and the Order of St. George.
There's fractions?
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay. All right, let me give you a proper introduction to Rippers.
We know people! You know nothing! A chalkboard appears out of nowhere. Rippers 101.
Nobody's like, no, wait, there is a chalkboard! We just bought one!
Education!
Desks appear out of nowhere.
No, it's still sitting at the central chair, but there's a chalkboard. But we don't have any chalk. Can someone run out and get some chalk really fast?
There's a general store on the corner, town. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right.
Minus one to roll.
I think when it does, it breaks in half.
I bought two pieces because I knew that was going to happen.
your nails.
Yes, there are five factions within the Rippers. Sometimes, you know, you have entire lodges dedicated to one ideology. We here at the East End are not so...
big?
Yeah. I'm sorry, six.
We're much, aren't we?
Well, you do realize that, you know, about 4 weeks ago, our main lodge was invaded and killed by the Cabal. Thanks to Father Archibald.
We're the newbies.
Well, I was not the leader of that lodge. I was like... where you guys are, one step above that. That's it.
Do we have ranks?
Kinda.
I feel like my net rank right now is novice.
I feel that way as well.
All right. So one of the factions, which seems we have a prominent member here in town, is known as the Masked Crusaders. They're people who usually don costumes and masks to get things done.
Batman.
I know in America there's a guy named the Yankee. He's centered in New York.
Hey, did I get a roll at anything for that?
Do you have knowledge rippers?
No.
It's specifically knowledge rippers.
Okay, so he's not, you know, some sort of vigilante known throughout. Okay.
Although you know a Yankee is a New Yorker.
Then here in London there's this bloke known as Springheel Jack. You can make a common knowledge on him because he is more than just a crusader.
Isn't he also like a mythological...
There is a mythological figure to that.
I don't know why I rolled that.
rolling a
d20.
It's your smarts.
It's your smarts and a d6.
Seven.
Yes, you know him. He is his costumed, womanizing, lowly of a man who probably sleeps at brothels every night. He is one of England's most notorious criminals.
The criminal?
Yeah, he's a ripper.
Oh.
It kind of fits if you think about it. The stuff we have to do.
And then there's a woman by the name of Suffragette. I think she operates out of China.
By the way, I'll point out, we're all technically criminals now. We did murder a man.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you have the right to womanize women.
Technically, I was a criminal before.
I sleep in brothels every night. Just because you're a...
there's a problem with brothels?
Yeah.
Apparently.
It's scandalous.
But the Masked Crusaders don costumes. And they prefer to do it a bit more secretly because, of course, they use costumes. Next group is a group that I tend to avoid. They're known as Old Worlders, a collection of mad scientists, woodsmen, and werewolf hunters, usually out of Germany and, well, Eastern Europe in general. They're kind of crazy. But the Harkers are important members of that.
Who?
Friends of Von Helsing himself. Fought Dracula, you know.
I thought that was the Belmonts.
No, that was the Harkers. Rosicrucians are a faction of alchemists, wizards, and astrologers. They use magic in order to combat the Cabal.
What's magic?
Like, actually, spells, you know, incantations.
Oh, like the professor?
Like the professor.
Oh, yeah, he did cast magic, didn't he? Whoa. That was a perk. I didn't realize that he actually cast magic.
I think he tries to keep that hidden.
Well, that's why we're in a Ripper Lodge. But they are one of the factions that really don't like Ripper Tech. Old Worlders are a little gung-ho with it.
It's your style.
What?
Comes with mad scientists, I think.
I don't like the sound of Ripper Tech.
No, the gung-ho.
Oh. Well, I'm American. Of course I'm going to hell.
Yeah. Then, of course, there's the largest faction known as Slayers. They're kind of the core of the operation. If anything, I could be called more of a Slayer. Not so much a organization, more as kind of a focus of just killing things, specifically vampires. I have a grudge against vampires. It comes from my history. A vampire turned my sister.
Well, that is sad.
Yeah. She was how I found out about the supernatural. When I find that vampire, I'm going to wring his neck.
Will that work?
No, but it will make me feel better.
Okay.
Do you know anything about it?
No. I was starting to get some headway researching when the...
attack happened?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, the Order of St. George is a collection of monks, nuns, and monastic knights. They're led by the Irish priest known as Father McBain. In addition, they, too, don't like Ripper Tech. And then finally, there's a group known as the Witch Hunters.
Do they have hats?
Some of them are descendants of Puritans and stuff like that. They're led by Sirius Chapel, and once again, they also don't like Ripper Tech. So you'll notice...
it's about half and half?
Yeah.
The Witch Hunters and the Persecutions,
there's been some conflicts. Never... the Rippers never openly combat each other, but there's politics. Like in any organization, there's always politics. For example, the Order of St. George also has a problem with the Persecutions, and also the Witch Hunters, because the Witch Hunters think they have the right to... some of them are also descendants of Inquisitors. Yeah, you can see where that goes.
I'm gonna picture Warhammer Witch Hunters whenever I think about them.
That's at least semi-accurate.
Jackasses who think because they're given rights by the church they can do whatever they want.
Yes, except they're not given
rights by the church.
Yes, because the church is technically the Order of St. George.
Question, does the Catholic Church recognize us as an organization?
The Vatican? Yes, the Vatican actually has a lodge in the Vatican itself.
Is the Pope a Ripper?
He is not a Ripper, but he does support it. They have an excellent library, but that's about where they stop.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most well-funded libraries you will find in all of Europe. Probably the world.
And I highly doubt we'll ever get to use it.
I don't know. Maybe if you ever find your way over into the Vatican for some reason.
You can go on vacation.
You are here. Maybe you can. No, wait.
No.
No.
She's
you're
Hindu.
You're a dirty heathen. As are you.
Yay, different religions.
I can't.
So do you worship Buddha?
No one worship. You don't worship Buddha.
You follow the Buddhist path.
Oh, not strictly. Because technically you're not supposed to kill people. And thus I sinned.
But you're working on it. You hope to one day not have to kill
people. I have to repeat this life.
Redo.
I can't.
So
delete character, make new character.
Those are the six factions that are most prominent. Slayers being the biggest, and of course, that's the one that also the Von Helsings belong to. So, of course, they also tend to have a bit more political power. But there is politics here. We're small enough, we don't really have to deal with politics, luckily.
Oh, that's good. Politics can get very dirty.
If we keep calling in favors, you might get big enough. By the time we actually leave this Ripper Lodge, it's been
decked out
with all different types of cultures.
So spontaneously, there are now cow skulls and cowboy paraphernalia. All over the
Hindu. It is not approved by the resident Hindu. All right.
Probably both Hindus.
Yeah, Ruda.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that's an interesting introduction to Ripper culture.
Yep, and Ripper Tech it can give you an edge. At the same time, there are a few drawbacks.
Like, weren't there always?
Well, when you put something that's not human in you, you also become less human. And one of my friends, he actually took a pair of werewolf eyes so he could see in the dark. Not only was he a little bit more distant, but anytime he touched silver, he broke out into hives.
Ew.
So yeah. Where we're does not go well?
No. That part of the myth is correct.
You know, I honestly think the Rippers might want to put together a list of common mythological creatures and their weaknesses.
What's you know, usually there's... Creature? Usually we'd have a library for that, but...
I still can't believe how someone would remove their own eyes just to get someone else's.
There'd be advantages.
There's some advantages. I don't have any Ripper tech because before my operation, the place got raided.
What were you going to get?
Me? I was going to get...
Roll... a demon heart.
Wow. Your Ripper Lodge was very big, wasn't it?
I rolled a 4.
I was at the old lodge. I often got sent out on ships because I'm used to the sea, so I was going to get me some gills.
Those seem like they'd be kind of hard to hide.
Just wear high collar shirts all the time.
But then you'll get lint in your gills.
So, I could probably get some nice or silver, just in case we run across.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I have a silver flask.
What are vampires? What do they? What do they
do? There's I don't know.
Well, you.
I've done some research, and I knew how to put down my sister, but I did it the good old fashioned way.
With an axe? I'm sorry.
If you move someone's head, it's unlikely to get back up.
Now, if you want to talk about the superstition, you know, garlic, stakes, beheading, fire.
Putting your shoes towards the door.
Steak. Putting your shoes towards the door.
Oh, that stake.
Running water, I believe.
Yeah, they can't cross running water. That's some of the lore out there. I don't know which one actually works.
I was just curious because we had... The city I recently had a vampiric presence.
Well, maybe if you guys actually ever get rewarded for doing a job, you might actually be able to get enough money that we can buy a library.
Yes, I would like that.
Maybe Donovan and Thydon might. Apparently they're onto something, so.
Yes. I do enjoy reading the past time.
Where in the world do these things come from?
There's my hair ties.
Oh, those are his.
It's not mine.
Yes. My bag and have a little...
So, yep, that's... anything else you can think of?
Is there anything... I know the... What is it called? Hag. Are they weak against anything?
Besides I don't know. Honestly...
Besides a good hit?
I only know really about werewolves. Because my friend had killed one. You guys what? Might go talk to Professor Donaldson. He might actually know.
Speaking of, what time is it?
It's about time.
Yeah, we should probably get going if we want to make dinner.
I suppose I should ask him about ghosts. My gun did not do anything. It went straight through him.
Righto.
Thank you for that information.
No problem.
It might save us lives sometimes.
I did not realize these rippers were so big. You never hear of them.
That's because they're good.
The bad ones normally die.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Keep the Rippers quiet because a lot of people think we're psychotic and dangerous. And well, we kind of are, but we don't want the public to turn against us. That would suck.
Bright colors. Be very open. Be very nice.
But then we might get mistaken as some other type of club.
And remember, the brighter and more open we are, the more likely the forces we're trying to combat will find us.
That's true. No matter how bright and cheerful we are, I think the Cabal will still want to kill us.
But Ominous Mansion is not a good sign either.
Well, I don't want to go there. Do you want to go there? I think that's a deterrent.
Bad reputation. Starts rumors.
Here, just get one of these.
But he's never home. Apparently.
Also, he's wealthy enough to be eccentric.
You're wealthy, but you can't afford to be eccentric.
Not yet.
Actually, I can. The fact that she's an outsider with elephants and by eating and something like that, she is eccentric.
Riding elephants is fun.
What dinner we need to attend?
I wish you had some here.
Boom!
I kind of missed them.
How could you fit them in?
The streets are wide enough.
Are you two still having this conversation?
As you guys are walking around, you can hear that apparently a border skirmish between England and France has broken out.
So,
one legion!
A naval battle?
No. As per usual, they are more like borders in Africa.
Are they mining for diamonds?
They're always mining for something. They're stripping Africa of everything it's worth.
Even the people.
Even the people. Well, sounds now, slavery has ended at this point. In every country, including Brazil.
Sure.
Better?
Yeah, that chair is not very comfortable.
Yeah. But, yeah. Since hostilities have kind of flared, people are recommending to stay out of Africa. Don't travel there.
I've never been to Africa. Have any of you?
I was there once.
Oh, how was it?
Hot.
Oh, I'm used to heat.
First time out of America.
Isn't everything hot to you?
No, it's really cold here, actually.
Yeah, isn't everything hot to you?
Well, I've never been to America, but I hear it's warm there.
Yeah, it's warm. I'm from the deserts of America, yeah. So...
And you come to England, you think it's cold, and this is normal for him, so he goes to any of our countries, he's just... Even in China,
it's
probably
warm. What I find amusing, when I think about it, I live in the desert, so I also constantly wear a duster, because you don't want exposed skin when you're in the desert.
Uh-huh.
So, I get used to extreme temperatures wearing a leather jacket, so I come to a colder place... I must be freezing right now.
But you value your water.
Anyway. Remember, you drink soda and gain H2O.
Wait, you mean I'm supposed
not
to...
Not Nuka-Cola, or not Sunset Sarsaparilla.
Anyway,
I'm supposed...
Let me don a more appropriate outfit so I don't have my mask on.
I can't subsist entirely on alcohol.
That's what we did in the medieval ages.
Anyway. Part dwarf.
Alright, as you guys are, of course,
You can use restroom.
Alright. You're off in the girls' room.
Yes.
So Donald's just like, hello, welcome back. He looks out the window.
I didn't know.
Is anyone?
No.
Okay, good.
I've been preparing. I've been practicing.
Alright,
my form, you know. What have you.
Please don't practice it here.
Well, I just did it with my
We kids. Have something we'd like to show you. Would you like to see it before or after dinner?
Will it make me lose my appetite?
Not really.
Well then, crack it open, I'm dying, I'm curious.
Tome of Pumpkin Jack.
How did we get rid of it?
Is he a wild
card? Yes, he's
a wild card. He's a wild card, but Travis is not.
Interesting. I have no idea. He cracks it open. This is gibberish. Understand the pictures. Honestly, I think you might need a witch. None of this makes sense. Or maybe a cultist of some sort. This has nothing to do with folklore or arcane. This is purely witchcraft.
There's a difference?
We tried to burn it.
Yes.
Okay.
It won't burn.
Well then, I seriously recommend you find a witch.
Do you know any?
No, I'm sorry, I'm a proper English gentleman. I work at a university, you know.
Okay.
I knew a woman in America who called herself a witch.
Maybe she was a witch.
Never saw her practice any magic.
Maybe she was a closet witch.
But she's saying she's a witch.
Must
she's not really
resist
a closet.
Urge to make dirty jokes.
Well, you know, this is England. Maybe there's some druids that are still about. They might understand it. It's just it means nothing to me. I can read the words, but in a lot of ways it's Greek. No, if it was Greek, I'd be able to read it. Never mind. What language? It's
Chinese.
Sanskrit.
No, I've got exposure to Chinese, remember? Mm. That's part of